time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Nick Tatton. He is the chairman of the board for the United Way here in eastern Utah. And sadly, we have to replace Megan Cummings. She's been the executive director of United Way for about the last year and plus maybe a couple of months. And it's time for her to move on, unfortunately. But fortunately for her, her and her husband are taking a great position and they're moving on. But we're going to miss her. So we wanted to talk about Megan for just a moment and then talk about the things that they're going to be looking for, because now we've got to find a new director, what they're looking for in a director, and how the interview and the application process is going to work. Nick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, and particularly on cool community stuff.
I like discussing these things. I like getting the word out, but you know, I just wish it were under different circumstances, because you and I were talking on the air before we came on, or off the air, excuse me, before we came on. Megan has done some great things with United Way, and I think she's got it kind of pointed in a good direction now, and I think that she's going to be missed, but there's also opportunity for somebody else to now step in and kind of take it forward a little bit. So if you want, I'm going to give you a moment. Let's talk about Megan for just a minute.
Sure. You know, I've really been, you know, it's been a great spot in my life. I'm glad our paths have crossed. I've learned a lot from Megan. She's, you know, there's people in this community, Dave, that I consider to be, I say rock stars. And I think she's one of them. She goes, you know, what are all the cliches? She fights well above her weight class. She does a great job. She's involved with a lot of things. One of the smartest people I've met, and really sees the big picture, but can still also pound out the detail of things. She's been a great asset to our community as well as to the United Way, and she's really got the United Way positioned in a good operational position. And we're going to miss her for sure, but we do need to certainly say thank you to her for the time she spent keeping us on track.
Most definitely. Now let's get started in talking about the application and the interview process and all of that stuff. Where can folks, do they have to fill out an application? Is there an application to fill out, or is it just a matter of maybe just turning in a resume, and what do they need to do with all that?
Well, we do ask that that folks fill out an application. We've just used the generic application for workforce services, or, you know, in a pinch, at least we ask for a resume as well. And folks that are interested in, it's a part-time position right now to be the director of the United Way. It's we're hoping to grow just a little bit more, and it could turn into a full-time position shortly. Matter of fact, we were on track with that pretty good for Megan. And, you know, we need somebody that's, you know, really self-motivated and works well, you know, without a lot of direct supervision, someone that might have some understanding or past experience working for a board. You know, the board's volunteers from the community and hit and miss, but it is important that that they conduct the business, and there's agendas to make and notices to be sent out and budgets to review and things like that. But, so that's kind of a little snapshot of the person. And folks that are interested, that think this might be a good fit for them, I would say please just get your application, your resume to me. You can email it to me at PriceCityNickT@PriceUtah.net, or you can snail mail it to me, or as long as I get it by the 9th, by March 9th at noon is the deadline. Applications will close. And then there'll be a process with some of the board members that'll be a hiring committee and review and interview applicants and make a hiring recommendation. And the next time the board actually has a board meeting scheduled is Friday, March 18th, and we're hoping that that process would be wrapped up and there would be an acceptance of a position and an offer made, an acceptance of the position that the board can approve at that board meeting. So help us spread the word, Dave. We need somebody that's you know, got a lot of skills and willing to, there's a lot of flexibility, willing to work hard. Some projects take more time than others. The week of Day of Caring is quite hectic. Some of the arrangements for Angel Tree. The Supper Santa program are a little hectic. But by and large, a lot of flexibility, but, you know, some times of work, but also a lot of fun and really rewarding to give back to the community. And, you know, I didn't realize just how rock solid of a an organization United Way of Southeastern Utah was until I became involved. And a lot of great folks trying to do a lot of great in the community. And it is a big catchment area. It's Eastern Utah, so it's not just Price. It's not just Carbon County. It's not just Castle Country. It's Carbon, Emery, Grand, San Juan, Duchesne, Uinta. So there's a lot of new virtual membership and meetings and things like that that have helped us really cover some of that large geographic area. But we're needing somebody that's up to task, Dave.
And you know, you mentioned it, and that's what the one thing I was going to say is this has got to be a extremely rewarding opportunity for someone to take over and do some good in the community. If you love your community and this sounds like something that you might be interested in, where can they get the application? Can they get it off of the United Way's website, Price City's website? Where do they go to get the application, Nick?
Just contact me, but of course you can just go to the Department of Workforce Services and get their generic employment application and just forward it to me.
All right, perfect. Nick Tatt, once again, you got to have those in by noon on March 9th. Is that the correct time?
That's correct. That's when the position will close and the selection process will begin.
All right. Nick Tatt, once again, Chairman of the Board of the United Way of Eastern Utah, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. Looking for a new executive director. If you've got any questions, of course, you can get a hold of Nick down there at Price City. Nick, once again, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate what you do in the community, and stay safe.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.